you know, the torture, the trauma, the anxiety that those family has been put through, the blame that had been tried to be levelled, and I believe what was an orchestrated campaign by government to blame MICA homeowners themselves for the situation that they find themselves in, when it is clearly the blame of those who supplied defective material and indeed the state who failed to regulate this and who had a duty to regulate it. But there was a campaign last year trying to turn the public against them, suggesting, you know, that the bill is high. The bill obviously is high, but these figures today show that there is capacity in the state to deal with this, to clear up the legacy of the mistakes during the Celtic Tiger era, when Fianna Fáil allowed for no regulation whatsoever. And we have so many families now that went through Christmas not knowing where their home will be or what type of home there will be in next Christmas, because they have houses that are falling around them, or in other cases where their cracks are getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, this needs to come to an end. We need to have the scheme published immediately. It needs to be 100%, and we need to stop the nonsense that people will still be locked out of this scheme because the government are penny pinching and suggesting that the homeowners themselves have to put their hands in their own pockets to the tunes of tens of thousands of euro, which they simply don't have, to actually be able to access the scheme and have their houses rebuilt.